Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE first quarter 2014 results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct the presentation. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for our quarterly results presentation. I'm here today with Diego Maus, CFO, Rafa Rico, Head of Capital Markets, and Rocío Recio, Investor Relations. I will now make a short presentation of the first quarter and explain our plan to offset the energy reform. My team and I will answer questions later. Let's go directly to slide number four. Q1 has been a disappointing quarter, but is exceptional. First of all, because the first half of the quarter has been negatively impacted by the draft of the energy reform retroactively. Secondly, performance has been affected by an extraordinary low pool price of 26 euros megawatt hour, far below any other pool price in Europe. Lastly, there have been operational failures, which I will refer to later. As explained in slide 5, the EBITDA of Q1 does not reflect the fundamental strength of the business. Non-recurring factors for 6.7 million have negatively affected Q1 EBITDA. As you can see on slide 6, with the pool price at 49 euro megawatt hour, the EBITDA of Q1 would have been 19.8 million instead of 13.7. The unusually low pool price have directly impacted the bottom line by 3.1 million. It has also obliged us to not produce energy in certain periods when it was even lower, with a further impact of 2 million. We burned expensive energy crops, which were sourced before the energy reform draft was launched, with an impact of 1 million on the quarter. Moving on to slide 8. Notwithstanding the extraordinary low pool prices and the retroactive impact of the energy reform, in slide 8, you can see we have already started to reduce cash cost in Pontevedra and Navia pulp mills. In these two mills, cash cost was in March 19 euros per ton higher than in Q1 2013 before the energy reform. However, in slide 9, we can see that we face a big problem in Huelva pulp mill. Cash cost in March was 73 euros per ton higher than in Q1 last year before the energy reform. Huelva has today negative EBITDA. After this introduction, let's go now to slide 11, first quarter 2014. Operating results were below expectations due to unusually depressed pool price and a bad performance of the Huelva pulp mill following the energy reform. As you know, we completed construction of Mérida 20 megawatt power plant in March, far ahead of schedule. This means that we are already selling energy 3 months ahead of forecast. In spite of exceptionally low pool price, and as a result of implementing our cost-cutting program, cash costs have started to decrease in March. The pulp market is stable in terms of demand and prices. ENCE maintains a solid balance sheet position, as I will explain later. Moving on to slide 12, where you can see we have lost 14 million in first quarter. Let's now look at slide 13. Let me just touch on Huelva production problems. By the energy reform, we have been obliged to stop the gas cogeneration, which in turn affects the pulp production process owing to a lack of steam. Navia pulp mill had just a specific problem already solved. Lower year-on-year pulp prices combined with lower than forecast pulp production means that sales have declined by 13%. On slide 14, you can see how the energy reform has had a major impact on Huelva energy production. I would draw your attention to the unusually low price in the Spanish pool in Q1, far below any other European or Spanish historical price. There are similar themes in slides 15 and 16. Increases in global capacity have been matched by demand growth, particularly in China. This has been reflected in stable prices since summer 2013. maintain my view that prices will increase before the summer. I also expect prices to be higher in 2015. Turning now to slide 17. As I said earlier, in spite of exceptionally low pulp prices and as a result of implementing our cost-cutting program, cash costs have started to decrease in March. We expect lower cash costs in Q3. This cost-cutting program will make Navia and Pontevedra very competitive again by second half 2015. But we need a strong restructuration of our operations in Huelva. As you can see in slide 18, by achieving construction of Mérida 20 MW power plant 6 months ahead of schedule, we can count on close to 7 million of annual EBITDA ahead of forecast. Let's go to slide 19. Net corporate debt remains very low, 118 million, only 1.2 times EBITDA. We have increased our debt by 3% for two main reasons. Investing in wood storage to better negotiate prices in Q2 and minimizing our factoring. ENCE has by end of March a strong liquidity of 230 million and the best gearing ratio of the pulp industry. I'd like now to explain our plan to recover competitiveness, slide 21. Since the energy reform were imposed, we have been working on a plan to reshape the EBITDA of ENCE to ensure at least 160 million per year, excluding growth. This plan has four pillars: cost-cutting, investing in boosting pulp mills efficiency, restructuring the mix of production. I will talk about the fourth pillar in a moment. I expect from these three pillars 30 million to impact in bottom line in 2014, 66 in 2015 and 79 million in 2016. The fourth pillar is the energy growth strategy. Specifically, my team is evaluating opportunities within Europe and further afield, both green and brownfield. When the correct opportunity arrives, we will make a move. In slide 22, there is a breakdown of the key elements of our cost-cutting measures. We are making significant progress towards achieving objectives in overheads, personnel, logistics, mill supplies, and wood yield. The most challenging opportunity is to reduce the price of the wood. As you know, we are changing our wood procurement strategy, dealing directly with the forest owners. I expect to see the impact in our bottom line in the following quarters. Moving ahead to slide 23. We have decided to invest 47 million to update technology of our pulp mills in Pontevedra and Navia in order to improve efficiency and reduce cost. The 2014 program was completed in Pontevedra in March and will be completed in Navia in June this year. In the second half of this year, we shall start to see payback from these investments. The 2015 program will be implemented during the annual shutdowns before summer, and we will start to benefit from the payback in third quarter next year. Going to slide 24. Continuous improvement is permitting over the next 2 years production increase by 43,000 tons per year in Navia and Pontevedra. Moving ahead to slide 25. So, in summary, Q1 has been disappointing, mainly due to the following factors that we have already resolved. Firstly, an unusually low pulp price in Q1. We have already taken an action to hedge pulp prices for May, June, July at 35.7, 44.7 and 50 euros megawatt hour. Secondly, negative contribution margin in some energy sales. Since interpreting the draft of the energy reform, we have modified the way of operating our energy plants. Now, we never produce energy when pulp price is below break-even point. Thirdly, a specific production problem in Navia already solved. And finally, the energy reform has had a massive impact on our Huelva pulp mill operations and costs. A significant restructuring is required once the definitive law of the energy reform is approved. As you have seen, the impact of the energy reform varies according to the mill. Today, our cash cost in Navia and Pontevedra is 19 euros per ton higher than before the energy reform in Q1 2013. As I mentioned earlier, we will offset its impact in the following ways. We are already cutting costs. Our plan is 18 euros per ton in Navia and Pontevedra. We are investing in proven technology to make our mills in Pontevedra and Navia even more efficient than before. Expected payback is 23 euros per ton. And we are increasing productivity in Navia and Pontevedra. Once the energy reform is finally approved, we will restructure our operations at the Huelva pulp mill. The energy reform has been an opportunity to make ENCE more competitive. Far from delaying our growth in energy, the recent challenges reinforce our commitment to make ENCE a leading player in biomass energy. Now, we are open to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Patricia López from Santander. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have several questions, please. The first one has to do with some non-recurrent charges reflected in the reported EBITDA figure. That includes some impairments of inventories in the Huelva plant. The question is basically if you are expecting additional impairments of this kind in the coming quarters. The second question is if you can explain in more detail what is the reason behind the poor performance of the Huelva and Navia plants during this quarter. And finally, the third question has to do with the regulation and the timing. When do you expect the final ministerial order to be approved? And what are your expectations regarding the major allegations that you have been presenting during these weeks? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patricia. We thought a few days ago that we would not need more VNR in Huelva for second quarter. This morning, we have not yet closed April month, but this morning we think that we may need something lower than the first quarter, but even something. And we think that today we think that we won't need that nor in May nor in June. We had two different problems in Navia. It was a technical problem on the digester, and it took 3 weeks to solve the problem. And then we have a problem on the seca pastas. How do you say that in English?
Pulp dryer.
The pulp dryer, which is already solved. We have lost a lot of production in Navia, but those two problems are solved. And there is no reason to think that Navia is going to have any further problem on the future. Regarding Huelva, it's absolutely different. As you know, the energy reform has negatively affected costs at Navia and Pontevedra by 19 euros per ton in Q1. However, it has also industrially destabilized Huelva. It isn't just the impact of lower electric energy prices. It is that we have been forced to stop gas cogeneration, which means stopping the biogas boiler as well, and all of that has created a lack of steam in the industrial process, which we are alleviating with 45 euros per ton of more fuel than in Navia or Pontevedra. All the pulp mill in Huelva is destabilized because of this lack of steam due to the reason that we have been obliged by the energy reform to shut down the gas cogeneration. With think that the definitive version of the law will be published in June. We believe that the government has realized the negative impact for industry on exchanges for cogeneration with gas or black liquor in its initial proposal. That is why we are comfortable with the assumptions we are using in calculating results for the second half of 2013 and for 2014. Thank you, Patricia. Next question, please.
We would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The next question comes from Bruno Bessa from BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. My first question is related with the Huelva plant, and considering the very high cash costs that you are having in this plant and the negative EBITDA in the quarter in this plant, my question is if you would consider an industrial reorganization of the company, namely considering the shutdown of this facility. I would ask regarding the evolution of wood costs, and considering the recent announcement made by the company towards a reduction in terms of wood prices in the short term. How are you seeing the evolution of wood costs? Considering that also some news have been in the press regarding wood producers that were contesting this announcement, and also regarding the pulp division, what are your expectations for the evolution of pulp prices in the throughout the year, considering the new capacities that are entering the market and the falling trend that we have been witnessing in terms of pulp prices in 2014. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bruno. First question about Huelva. If the energy reform is published definitely in its current version, we will have to stop pulp production at Huelva, leaving electric generation with biomass working. This is not Huelva 50 megawatt. This is a small facility with 24 megawatt existing in the pulp complex. In this negative EBITDA you see at Huelva, inside there is a positive annual EBITDA of 19 million euros from this 24.5 small biomass facility. If the definitive energy reform pays higher feed-in tariff for cogeneration with black liquor and natural gas than we currently think it will, we will reduce production in Huelva and increase it in Navia and Pontevedra. Your question about the reduction in wood price. Wood prices have increased slightly on the last year for different reasons. In Huelva, due to non-European wood imports that were more expensive than in 2012. In Navia and Pontevedra, because of supply pressure due to heavy rain in the first half of 2013, and for increased purchase of FSC-certified wood, which is more expensive. Specifically in Pontevedra, the price of wood increased because more was purchased in Portugal and less in Spain. Portuguese wood is more expensive for us due to transport costs. To guarantee that the price of wood goes down in the long term, we have to continue to increase the purchases we make directly from forest owners and rebalance the supply mix at the Pontevedra factory, buying less in Portugal and more in Spain. As you know, we recently announced a decrease in the purchase price of wood in northern Spain. This announcement of 3.5 euros per ton caused some noise among traders because they had bought wood at higher prices. The same thing happens whenever we announce price reductions, which is why we have sufficient stock in our plants at Navia and Pontevedra to cover risks. And your last question about pulp prices. Analysts estimate that pulp demand will grow this year about 1 million tons. new capacity will provide between 1 and 1.5 million new tons per year. At the most, 400,000 tons for Montes de Plata, 1 million tons from Ciudadano, and a maximum of 200,000 tons from Oji. In addition, small facilities continue to be closing in China for environmental reasons. In this environment, we expect prices to remain stable. At ENCE, we have been trying to increase prices since April, with difficulty, it is true, especially because of pressure from large clients in Southern Europe. Since actual new capacity is lower than forecast a few months ago, and since clients had assumed an increase in supply, they currently have stocks at historic lows of 19 days, which will not likely allow them to decrease prices, even in the second half of this year. An important decrease in production in Huelva, an important supplier for Southern Europe, would destabilize supply demand in favor of a price increase. For these reasons, we see prices remaining stable or rising slightly. Thank you very much. Next question.
Next question comes from Nuno Estacio from Espíritu Santo. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions, if I may. The first one is just to clarify. So, right now, is Huelva producing or not? I understand that you are still waiting to before deciding on what to do in terms of the reorganization of that plant for the final legislation. But I would just like to understand this. And in case your demands are met, is this the investment of 80 million euros, which you present in page 21, already including the restructuring that you plan on that mill, or these 80 million euros is only for the other ones in terms of this restructuring of the mix of production? And the other question, obviously related to that, is if you can explain us a bit more of these 80 million investments, exactly where they will be, and if the investment is all made in 2015. The other theme is just on the pricing. We have seen your discounts being a bit higher this quarter versus what we have seen in the recent past, around above 20%. Are you seeing a significant slowdown in demand in Europe? And also, how do you see the price gap between the European, or the prices for Europe and the prices for China, which is at very high levels right now? And if this price gap is can allow for prices to be kept flat at current levels? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nuno. I will start to answer first question. Huelva is today producing. Huelva is not producing 30,000 tons per month like before. We are producing more close to 24,000 tons per month. This lack of steam is affecting very much our productivity. The cost of restructuring Huelva is included in our presentation. Regarding your question about our investments, and then Diego Maus will continue with the other question. In 2014, we are investing 21 million euros with a payback of less than 2 years. This was already implemented in Pontevedra during the March annual shutdown, and we are going to carry them out in the annual shutdown in Navia, which is next month. These investments, with a payback of less than 2 years, should improve EBITDA by 11 million per year. Furthermore, in the first half of 2015, we are going to invest in Navia and Pontevedra 26 million in industrial improvements with a payback of less than 4 years. Since we are going to implement these investments in the annual shutdowns in the first half of 2015, we are already working with engineering firms, with equipment manufacturers, and with the assemblers to guarantee their installation in the first half of 2015. Part will be paid during second half of 2014. We hope to improve EBITDA with these 2015 investments by 6 million euros per year. I want you to know that these investments focus on reducing chemical consumption, improvements in wood digestion, a reduction in the tons of steam per ton of pulp, and reducing kilowatt hour per ton of pulp. These investments are backed by proven technology currently being used by our competitors with pulp plants that are more modern than ours and that have lower specific consumption. Yeah. Regarding the discount of 21%, well, we have been selling between 5,000 to 7,000 tons per month outside of Europe with a larger discount, and that is the reason of this increase of discount. That were spot negotiations, and that is the reason.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nuno.
Thank you.
Next
Can
question,
I
please?
Just do a follow-up on these 80 million. Understanding, these 80 million, because you mentioned two investments, but if we assume for Huelva on a standalone basis, how much would it be? So of the 80 million, how much would be Huelva, if we can know this? Thank you.
Well, if I have understood well your question, because when you speak it's plenty of small noises, we have two options. One option is to shut down Huelva. To shut down Huelva, paying 45 days to the workers, it's 40 million euros, and we expect between 25 and 35 million euros in order to leave the 25 hectares we are using as they were before. The other possibility, as I mentioned, is to reduce, the other possibility, if the energy reform is better than what we expect, is to decrease production in Huelva, just to produce there the optimum volume at the lowest cash cost, and to invest about 30 to 40 million euros on the north in order to increase a bit production. Thank you very much, Nuno.
Thank you.
Next question, please.
The next question comes from Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Two questions. The first one is on the CAPEX. If you could give us a guidance for maintenance CAPEX on an annualized basis, and if you can break down this maintenance CAPEX between your traditional pulp mills and the independent biomass plants. And the second question would be on the pulp production business. Basically, if all of the technical issues that have affected production in the first quarter were sorted out already on the 1st of April this year, or if we should expect further disruptions in pulp production in the second quarter of the year. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alberto. I will ask to your second question, and Diego Maus will then ask to your first question. We lost 18,000 tons on first quarter. Roughly speaking, 6,000 to 7,000 tons were lost in Navia, and Navia had a fantastic performance in April, and on the few days we are in May, it is also performing very well. Then we don't see any reason to lose more volume in Navia. And the balance, about 11,000 to 12,000 tons, were lost in Huelva, and in Huelva, as I mentioned to you, we are losing between 4,000 and 5,000 tons a month if we compare with last year before the energy reform, because we have been obliged to shut down this co-generation with gas, who has obliged us to shut down a small biomass power plant producing steam for the factory, and the factory is on lack of steam. And although we are trying to compensate that with very expensive fuel, we are not able to produce enough steam, and that is why we will continue losing at least 4,000 to 5,000 tons per month in Huelva. It is not the case of Navia. Diego?
Alberto, with regard to maintenance capex at the pulp business, we expect to spend between 40 to 50 million euros of maintenance capex, including around 10 million euros devoted to the maintenance capex of the forestry asset base that is needed to supply wood to the existing mills. And that is the sole maintenance capex that we have, because on the energy, the pure energy biomass power plants, we are not expecting maintenance capex to occur, as it is being operated by a third party through an operation and maintenance contract, and all the cost for maintaining those those biomass plants is recurrent and as an operational cost, not as a capital expenditure. You might have on a 5-year basis around 1 million for major overhaul of the turbines for those biomass facilities, but in terms of maintenance capex, the 40 to 50 million euros works for the overall group.
Okay, pretty clear. Many thanks.
Thank you very much. Next question, please.
Next question comes from Rafael Cabanillas from Ahorro Corporación. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Just one question, if I may. On the presentation, there's a slide that you mentioned, if I remember well, I think it was slide number 25, that started with an annual EBITDA with normalized pool prices of around 90 million euros, and from this, several measures to be taken in order to offset the impact of regulatory changes. I would like to know what does these 90 million euros of the annual EBITDA refers to. Is this amount, does this amount refers to what you're currently working for the whole group this year? Is it the floor level of EBITDA? Because I think I didn't hear well, so I don't know what's the meaning of these 90 million euros. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rafael. If you go to slide number 5, at right of the slide, you can see our base on cash cost and pulp prices in March EBITDA. Then we are taking pulp prices of March, we are taking a normalized pool price, and that gives us 90.3 million euros of annualized EBITDA once we have sold Huelva negative EBITDA up today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, Rafael, I have made a mistake. These 15 negative euros of Huelva are included. Then if we solve Huelva problem, is 30 million positive. And those 90 million you asked is before restructuring Huelva.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Edward Stenbridge from Observatory Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just a couple of questions, if I may. I think in the last call it was mentioned that you may have to repay grants to the government of about 20 million euros. Has that been made to date?
You mean the payments related for the retroactive calculation of tariffs in the energy reform? Is that what you're asking for?
Exactly, because you basically overcharge the government, so you would need to repay the government, if I understand correctly. And has that payment been made or not?
Oh, I mean, we still have a debt with the system. Let's speak in that way, of around 15.5 million euros, which is fully related to the retroactive effect of the energy reform. So we have registered that on the accrued revenues, and we have accounted for a debt in favor of the CNMC, which is the regulatory body managing the electricity payments. You know, we will, let's say, pay for that once the final OM will be approved. In any case, you have to take into account that the CNMC is also, let's say, owing the company around 11 million euros because of late payments of electricity premium prices in the first quarter of the year. So let's say the net balance is in favor of the CNMC, but just 4 million euros.
Okay, great. And then just a final question. I think you state you have 230 million euros of liquidity today. How comfortable are you with paying the dividends this year?
Eduardo, regarding your last question, we are going to pay the dividend. We have a company which has been checked by this energy reform. We know what to do. We are doing what we have to do. We have a solid financial position, and we have no problem at all to pay the dividends we have been paying all the last years, because we think the problems we are facing are temporary problems. They are going to be solved on 15 to 18 months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next question, please.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before ending, I would like to take the opportunity to share with you our ideas about the company. Nadia and Pontevedra will be even more competitive than before the energy reform. What we are doing in cost cutting and what we are doing in technology, investing with a quick EBITDA will make Navia and Pontevedra even more competitive than before. We have lost, because of the energy reform, around 19 euros per ton, and 100% of our cost-cutting program and CAPEX program has a payback of 41 euros per ton. Regarding Huelva, we have to restructure this operation. We are waiting the energy reform to be finally published. We cannot do anything with the unions before the law is not published, and we will restructure Huelva in second half of 2014. Remember that in the negative EBITDA we have today in Huelva, inside we have 19 million euros of positive EBITDA of a small 24 megawatt biomass power plant. And finally, as I mentioned, this company wants to grow in pulp. This company wants to grow in biomass. Then we will continue growing in biomass energy. Thank you very much, and we meet in 3 months.